The Russian invasion is yet to reach Odessa. But here there's a feeling that it's just a matter of time and not much longer to wait. President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on all Ukrainians to join the war effort, and people like Andriy Kharlamov, who's an opera singer, have answered his call.
It's ugly war for 10, maybe 20 years.
He thinks that it's going to be a long war despite ongoing negotiation and complains that Ukraine has been left to fight alone.
They don't want to help us right now. They promised weapons, more active involvement in the war, fighter jets. Now the US is refusing and Biden hasn't delivered. They are not closing the sky. They are not taking away Russia's ability to bomb our peaceful cities and annihilate women, children and the elderly. They are not protecting the humanitarian corridors from Mariupol.
The city is frantically building its defenses. Civic organizers say they have so far filled more than 400,000 sandbags.
Odessa is under threat from several fronts. The Russian army is trying to advance from the south, while Russian warships are said to be approaching the coast. But it won't be so easy because the city is heavily fortified.
Long stretches of the shoreline have been laid with landmines to delay any beach landing. Capturing this port city would give Russia control of the Black Sea and landlock Ukraine. Back in town, the air siren goes off day and night, but the city hasn't been directly hit. The sandbags made at the beach surround cultural and municipal buildings. And Kirill Lipatov tells me about the efforts to preserve Odessa's cultural treasures.
We're talking about saving the heritage. Ukrainian, European, Russian, it doesn't matter. We're saving art. The museum in Kharkiv was bombed, and sadly the collection there was mostly lost. There's something that has been bothering me a lot, though. Ukrainian museums have to protect masterpieces of Russian art from the Russian aggression. It is a paradox. We want the world to know about that.
Odessa has long been the pride of Russia. It was founded by Catherine the Great. The city has embraced its Russian identity ever since. But with a war looming, those voices have gone all but silent. And Odessa, that was saved by the Soviets during World War II, is now getting ready to defend itself from its former protectors. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Odessa, Ukraine.